CenturyLink.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To a bomb threat, the company says the flight was in.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, greetings. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton, Heidi & Associates, and you are listening to Some Things About Money. And prior to that, you were listening to some commercials, and before that, some dead air. Tony says hello. This is the first time in, oh, I guess forever that she's didn't turn the mic on. So things like that do happen. We're not all that concerned about it. So once again, Tony says hello to everybody. She'll be back, and I promise you that the next time the mic will be turned on. But anyway, let's take a look at some stuff. Well, you know, despite the recently initiated Brexit negotiations and this year's heightened election uncertainty, Eurozone economic sentiment has been improving nicely amid better economic results. In the latest economic outlook, the International Monetary Fund upwardly revised its outlook for 2017 Eurozone economic growth to 1.7%. The organization has not been alone in reassessing the region's economic prospects, as has been seen in economic data in the U.S., Japan and other key global markets over the past few quarters, European economic activity in general seems to be gaining a bit more traction. The Eurozone's growth potential remains modest, but if 2016 growth rate of 1.7% can be maintained again this year, about a 1.6% projected for 2018, it would represent a fairly positive outcome for a region challenged by demographic constraints, structural rigidities, and high government debts. However, amongst the good news out of the Eurozone recently, the European Commission noted that aggregate deficit spending as a percentage of GDP in quarter four of 2016 was its lowest since quarter number one of 2008. So, good stuff out of Europe, but we still want to keep an eye on all of it. Taking a look at the markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, well, that is up over 13 points. Looking at the NASDAQ and S&P, it looks like they hit new record highs, with market volatility being the lowest since December. The S&P 500 currently is up 2.53 to 2401, and the NASDAQ is up over 24 points to 6,126. Over in Europe, their markets are edging towards a 21-month high. The FTSE is up 41 points, or almost 0.6%. The DAX is up over 68 points, over 0.5%. And the CAC is up about 22 points, 0.4%. Looking at oil, oil is currently down 17 cents a barrel to $46.26. Gold prices are down $9 an ounce to $12.18. And the 10-year Treasury yield is currently sitting at 2.407%. So that is an update on markets. Well, let's see. U.S. stands out again in quarter number one. Our Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee, with its latest quarterly capital market digest, left the United States as its sole regional overweight heading into quarter number two. Now that the first quarter earnings are largely complete, that view remains justified based on the post results that we have screened. According to FactSet, through last Friday, 83% of the S&P 500 index reported, with 75% beating consensus earnings estimates and 66% beating mean revenue estimates. The earnings growth rate in the first quarter for those that have reported so far is 13.5%, which is on pace to be the largest year-over-year earnings increase on a quarterly basis since the third quarter of 2011. More importantly, for the second quarter and the balance of the year, it appears as if those, well, casting earnings and revenue estimates remain behind the curve on the economic recovery at hand. Growth sectors are all 11 S&P 500 index sectors at March 31st versus earnings growth expectations reported last Friday. Growth continues to outpace those expectations. In every single segment of the S&P 500, growth estimates today are running above the outlook for growth at the end of quarter number one, with the exception of telecom services, which actually screened slightly worse than March 31st. In other words, the bar looks like it was set too low heading into the first quarter, in our view. We would note that energy is excluded due to the large year-over-year changes. Size of earnings surprises is also important to judging where analysts are on the curve as they play catch-up to the S&P 500 index growth rates after quarter number one. They will need to address how far away from real-time business conditions they are, in our view. We see that the first quarter earnings surprises have two large subsets, 0 to 5% earnings surprise, and the largest subset being 5% to 20%. Over consensus category. The distribution of these figures indicates that the bell curve is still well above 0% in our opinion. Selling may go away, not this year. So things are looking pretty good over there as well. Let's see. Tony, does your mic work? Let's try it out. I think we're going to do our first break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about earnings growth and how growth and time could help control the market multiple, which has been in the news quite a bit of late. You are listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, we're back again. This is Joe Patton, certified financial planner with Patton Heidi & Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. With me on the board is Tony Clark, para planner. And we are Some Things About Money. So what a beautiful day here in Hunterdon County, especially in Flemington. We're sitting here in the chamber office looking out the window, bright blue sky, a little breeze. Feels like San Diego in the morning. To be in San Diego these days, absolutely fabulous city. One of my favorites in the country. And you talk about economic boom, all the hotels, convention centers, restaurants, Gaslight District. Got it all going on, and you know, hopefully one day we have that here on Main Street in Flemington. Let's see. Earnings growth and time could help control the market multiple. Well, equity market valuations, they do continue to be elevated in our view, though not yet at extreme levels. Now, according to data compiled by FactSet, first quarter earnings growth rate for the S&P 500 companies based on actual reports and projections, for the announcements still to come, sit at about 12.5%. Now, that's the highest level since late 2011, and in our view, as valuations have become stretched, a strong boost to the denominator of the price-earnings equation could help rein in the market multiple. One often cited example of the market's expensive valuation is the cyclically adjusted price-earnings ratio. The CAPE ratio, as it is also known, aims to smooth out the economic and profit cycles to give a more consistent view of price relative to earnings, as opposed to, you know, traditional PE measures that use 1 year of earnings, either trailing or forward. The CAPE measures the price of a company's stock relative to average earnings over the past 10 years. By evaluating 10 years of earnings, one hopes to avoid concluding a market is cheap or expensive based on unsustainable short-term swings in profits. Now, according to the CAPE ratio, stocks have only been this expensive twice in the past century, pre-depression in 1929 and amid the tech bubble in the late 1990s. However, the ratio continues to give equal weight to the financial crisis period when the S&P 500 earnings were extraordinarily low, near zero, which could be providing a false signal in our view. Provided earnings do not return to similar levels in 2017 or 2018, the ratio could recede back toward more typical levels as the low corporate earnings quarters of 2008 and 2009 are replaced in the calculation with what we anticipate to be moderate earnings growth. Now, let's see. Along with the Global Asset Allocation Committee, continue to favor more cyclically exposed S&P 500 industry sectors such as information technology and attractively valued sectors such as financials. And, of course, financials have been taking a big hit as inflation and interest rates, and certainly our GDP numbers, along with GDP expectations, have not come to fruition. But we still are optimistic about the financials because we are huge believers in buy low. After increasing sharply in the wake of the November election, the financials have lagged the broader market year to date. Now, we attribute this underperformance to the decline in long-term interest rates, regulatory uncertainty in Washington, and disappointing first quarter 2017 earnings from the credit card issuers. Now, despite the interest rate and regulatory uncertainty, we continue to believe current valuations are attractive in light of the segment's improving earnings outlook and potential for higher capital returns, you know, from dividends and share repurchases over the next 12 months. In our view, next month's release of the Federal Reserve's annual stress test and capital plan review could provide a catalyst for the sector. Nearly 40% of the S&P 500 financials constituents were participating. We believe banks' improving earnings outlooks and strong capital position could pave the way for the sector's highest capital return post-crisis. Consequently, we continue to believe the financials offer investors an attractive risk-reward scenario. While the earnings multiple on the S&P 500 in total is near 10-year highs, the multiple for each individual sector is currently below their respective 10-year peaks, while forward price earnings for the industrials and staple sectors are just 4% and 5% below their recent top. Financials and healthcare, two GAAC, Global Asset Allocation Committee recommended sectors, are 36% and 16% below their highest point since 2007, respectively. So there appears to be some opportunity in those sectors in terms of future gains. Talking about the Global Asset Allocation Committee, right now, you know, looking at their recommendations for the U.S. equity sector as well as global equity regions, starting with the U.S., we are looking at overweight positions in both energy and financials. Added to that, there's an overweight on healthcare and equal weights on industrials, telecom, and consumer discretionary. Of course, my favorite overweight from the Global Asset Allocation Committee is information technology, significantly overweight at this point. Underweight, well, consumer staples, we're not expecting very much there in a balanced portfolio, nor are we looking for much out of utilities or real estate. Overseas, let's see, I mean, because we talked about earlier the fact that the United States is the only overweight location for the Global Asset Allocation Committee at Ameriprise. The equal weight areas would be Canada, as well as Latin America, the Asia-Pacific region, including Japan. Underweight, not all that impressed with the UK, still Brexit concerns there. And, of course, we continue to be underweight, and we have been underweight for a long time Middle East and Africa with all of the upset going on in those regions. So, you know, that's what we're looking at in terms of our recommendations for waiting. Let's see. What else is going on? You know, talking about the markets again, it looks like we're starting to back off of the highs of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently sitting at 21.11. That's down not even a dollar. We're pretty much flat on a percentage basis. The S&P 500 is currently sitting at 23.99, also looking fairly flat. And the NASDAQ is the big winner, currently at 61.17 and change. That's up over 15 there, about a quarter of 1%. The FTSE, we're sitting at 73.41. That is up almost 0.6%. The DAX in Germany is up over 73 points, almost 0.6%. And the CAC 40 in France, coming off of the French election today, is up over 21 points, or about 0.4%. Oil prices continue to slip as concern about OPEC's clout is rattling that market. Oil is sitting at $46 a barrel. That's down about 43 cents a barrel. Looking at gold right now, $12.1790. Down $9.20 an ounce, or just under 1%. That's an eight-week low as the demand for safe havens continues to lag. Let's see. The U.S. Treasury right now, yields are rising ahead of the Fed speeches and auction. The 10-year yield is currently at 2.401%. So that's the update. Let's see, other things that we're going to be talking about today on the show in the second half will be information. Since we are in the springtime and, you know, talking to Joe Peters and other realtors that are chamber members like Judy Gold, this is primary time, prime time for buying and selling a house. And here in Hunterdon County, things are moving quite quickly. You know, I've heard of listings getting into bidding wars well above the listed price. So if you are in the market, you may want to step out and take advantage, because with the expected increase in mortgage rates through the summer, there may not be another time that's better to buy or to sell in this cycle for real estate. So we're going to be talking about some of the things to consider when buying a home, or even when you are looking to downsize your home and move into something more manageable in retirement. What are some of the considerations there? When we come back in the second half, we're also going to talk about an article that I came up with from Josh Brown, Reformed Broker, his blog. He's also a contributor to Ritholtz Wealth Management. So he has a rather interesting perspective on the next bear market. Not going to forecast when he believes that will be, but some of the behaviors that he expects to happen when we go back into that bear. And, you know, Josh has been around for some years, like me, who, let's see, I just had my 35th anniversary. Wow. Boy, I have to keep my hair really short so you can't see how gray it is. But it is a rather interesting perspective, and we'll see how many of these bullet points apply to you. Again, you are listening to Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton, Heidi & Associates, and Some Things About Money. And if you'd like to contact us for a consultation to talk about retirement or any number of other financial topics or estate topics or business topics, you can give us a call at 908-713-6600. Come on in, have a conversation about the things that are most important to you. Understand that we are credentialed advisors, and credentials do matter. Licenses are just an opportunity to sell product, and we will talk about you. We do work as fiduciaries, and that is important for those of you who have been paying attention to the show when we talk about the fiduciary standard and, you know, read about it in the newspapers and on the Internet. It is important. It's a standard that, you know, where the advisor is responsible for doing what's in your best interest as opposed to the company's best interest. So, it's the way that we work. So you can come on in, have a conversation about your goals, knowing that we're interested in doing what's in your best interest. And at the end of the meeting, you can decide whether or not we're the type of people you'd like to work with. And hopefully we are. So again, this is Some Things About Money. And when we come back, we will talk about more stuff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I do think that they interfered in the election, but they've been interfering and trying to interfere for many, 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 many years in our elections.
Former Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, speaks on MSNBC this morning, saying she does believe Russia interfered with last November's presidential election, and she called the Russian President Vladimir Putin an eye for an eye kind of guy.
Hillary Clinton questioned the legitimacy of his election in 2012. Now he's going to show us he can throw doubt about the legitimacy of our elections.
President Trump takes former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates to task over her testimony to a Senate hearing yesterday.
The National Security Advisor essentially could be blackmailed by the Russians.
Trump tweets today the notion there was collusion between his campaign and Russia's a total hoax. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do Mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Nuzizol. Use as directed.
Good morning. This is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It's 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday, May 9th, and I finally remembered to turn on the microphone this time. It is now 56 degrees here in Flemington, New Jersey, and the weather today is mostly sunny with a high near 62, northwest wind around 7 miles per hour, and later tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 73, light and variable wind. Wednesday will be patchy frost before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 65. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 65, light and variable wind becoming north around 6 miles per hour. And Thursday evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. Friday, some more sun with a high near 63 with a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m. and then mostly cloudy around low around 47 degrees. Saturday and Sunday looks like a chance of rain, about 50%, mostly cloudy with the highs near the low 60s, and then in the evening the lows around 40s in the low 40s. This is Some Things About Money, and we're going to give it back over to Joe.
Yes, thank you, Tony. Well, we were talking about buying a home and how hot the real estate market happens to be here in Hunterdon County. But, you know, whether you're purchasing your first home, moving to a larger space, downsizing, which we'll talk about in a minute, or considering a second home, you know, research, market insights, financial articles, personal finance, tips for renting out your second home, or cabin, buying a new home is often difficult. It's also both a financial goal and a major event in your life. A house is one of the biggest investments you're ever going to make, and one you're probably, you're going to live in for years to come. Let's hope. Otherwise, why go through the expense? Process for buying a house. First, consider the features that are important to you, including the neighborhood, the size, and style of home, quality of schools, property taxes, and proximity to shopping and work. Next, if that isn't enough, determine how much house you can comfortably afford. You know, and you have research market insights, financial calculators, amortization loan calculators. All that stuff is out there to help you with that process. And consider how your expenses are going to change with home ownership. You know, you have to investigate financing and home mortgage options. You have to order a credit report and check it for errors, evaluate the amount you're going to need for a down payment, compare various home mortgage terms and rates, and consider which type of mortgage is going to work best for you. Mortgages, well, they're generally available with fixed or adjustable rates and terms of 15 to 30 years and everything in between. And it's always a good idea to obtain pre-qualification or pre-approval of a mortgage before you walk into the house. Now, this is especially important if you happen to be a millennial, a first-time home purchaser. This may sound, you know, like common sense for those of us who've been through the process a number of times, but it's always a good idea to check to make sure that you are prepared, because in competitive markets like Hunterdon County, any misstep can create a delay which enables someone else to scoop that beautiful home right out from under you. Now, you want to understand how a real estate agent can help you. And I'll tell you, real estate agents are invaluable. The agents can guide you through the process of buying a home and may make it easy in many, many ways. For instance, a real estate agent can generally help you determine what your actual housing needs are. And don't forget, you know, needs are a lot different from wants. They're going to show you homes and neighborhoods in your price range as opposed to wasting your time. They're going to suggest financing sources and different techniques for financing depending upon what your needs are. And they're going to help prepare purchase offers. They'll negotiate for you. They'll recommend resources you may need, such as home mortgage brokers, title companies, or inspectors. They're going to give you an honest appraisal of the homes you're considering because they know the market better than anyone else. And they're going to arrange details of the closing once the seller has accepted your offer. Now, some agents may charge for these services, so you may want to first ask to discuss any potential fees. Other considerations for buying a home. Now, once you've decided on a home to purchase, a financial advisor can help you address far more complex financial questions that you may encounter. For example, will your home purchase have any impact on your other financial goals? Do you need to make adjustments to your financial plan? What type of insurance might you need on the property? Have you estimated your premium for homeowners and or flood insurance? Is it necessary? If you're going to live in the home as your primary residence, do you understand the tax benefits of home ownership? Will you be using your home for business? If so, you might be eligible for a home office tax benefit, but be careful. The IRS has very strict rules about that. Do you have any property ownership issues that need to be addressed, such as sole ownership or tenancy in common? Do you need to review or update your estate plan, retirement, life events, estate planning, all of that? All very important. So, if you're ready to make a move, a financial advisor can assist you in many of these home buying details and help you stay on track to achieve your other financial goals too. But don't think that your limited experience could ever take the place of a good, experienced, quality, qualified real estate agent, especially here in this county. Now, what if you have sort of a special situation? You're schooled in buying property. You've been living in the area for many, many years. You know, it hasn't been a major concern of yours, but, you know, all of a sudden, you're thinking about downsizing. You know, as your life evolves, your needs change. That's especially true of your housing needs when you transition into retirement. Now, what do you need to consider when downsizing your life if you're an empty nester? It may be time to rethink your housing situation. You may want to downsize into a smaller home, condo, townhouse, anything that requires less maintenance. Or maybe You'd like to move to a warmer climate or live closer to your grandchildren. You may even wish to help your parents with retirement housing alternatives. Now, to help you evaluate your choices, consider your lifestyle. Do you want to continue with home maintenance, chores, and expenses? Maybe. Can you afford to hire help? Will you have to rely on friends, family, relatives? How close do you want to live to family and friends? To public transportation, to shopping and social life? Will you be able to renovate your home as your physical needs change? Do you adjust to change and make friends easily? How does your spouse feel about moving or staying at home? How does your family feel about that? All good questions. Now, what retirement housing options do you have? Well, let's see. I could stay in the family home. Now, if you're physically independent and willing to do the upkeep, you're probably going to be happy with this option. You might also consider remodeling your home to reflect your changing lifestyle and needs. Let's see what else. Well, I can go to a smaller home. I can go to a condo or a townhouse. Downsizing your home and moving into a smaller space will likely be less expensive and more manageable. With a condo or townhome, most of the outdoor maintenance chores will be done for you. No small thing, freeing up a lot of time to do what you like, perhaps playing some golf. Move closer to or move in with your children. I don't know, kind of shiver up my spine when I thought about that one. Now, this option requires an important decision with your kids about the emotional and practical implications this move could have on you and your loved ones. Ask yourself the following questions. Are you physically and financially independent? Will you feel like you're in the way? How will other family members feel? Other retirement housing possibilities? Continuing care retirement communities are an increasingly popular option for many. Those communities and or assisted living facilities rent rooms or apartments and other offer as many or as few extras as you care to choose. Housekeeping services, meals, social activity, transportation. Some also offer a degree of physical assistance if you require it. Now, of course, there are other financial considerations as well. Before you make any major decisions, talk to a financial advisor about how changing your housing might affect your financial situation and your retirement, both now and in the future. How will a sale or purchase of a home impact your retirement income or financial goals? How much will health care cost? You know, retirement, retirement planning, retirement income expenses, health care costs, all of that in retirement. Where do you anticipate most of your retirement income coming from, and will your money last? So all of that planning should be done. Do you know what a safe withdrawal rate is? That's going to be different for everyone. Don't go by that old 4% rule of thumb rule. You'll need to be more tactical about it, especially if you will have health care considerations, very expensive in retirement. So, you know, an advisor can help you evaluate your options and considerations in terms of potentially downsizing your home as you prepare for retirement. And that's one of the major things that Michelle and I talk about when we have those initial consultations. So very often, people in the area are talking about, you know, retiring either down the shore, North Carolina, down to Florida, or some other place. And every state that you're looking at would have a different set of tax laws, all different types of considerations. And we help walk you through that thought process so when it is time to make that decision, you have as much information at hand as you need to make an informed choice. You know, buying a house, downsizing, you know, from a house, looking at leaving your community, well, a lot of considerations go into that decision. And, you know, between the two of us, we have about 60 years where we can help you with that process. It's something that we happen to be very good at. So give us a call, 908-713-6600. Check out our website. You can learn a little bit more about us, see our smiling faces, and, you know, get some information. We have a number of interesting, informative articles that will help you both on real estate, retirement planning in general, and many other topics, sort of a primer to the meetings that we have. So helps people be a little bit better prepared when they come in. Don't worry if you don't have all of the questions that you think you should have, or don't have all of the information, paperwork, details. It's fine. You know, the first meeting is really a get-to-know-you meeting to talk about you, the things that you are concerned about, your goals, you know, your tax situation, your family situation, your risk tolerances, getting as much information from us as you can. Because after all, you know, unless you have the information and we have the information, how could we ever decide whether or not working together would make any sense and whether or not we can provide a benefit to you? So hopefully you'll give us a call at 908-713-6600 and we can chat. Tony, we've got some community events coming up.
Yes, before we go to our commercial break, I'll have a couple announcements to make. The Chamber's next card club is called Spring Fling, and it's tomorrow, May 10th, at First Bank. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, and it's at their bank location in Flemington at 334 State Route 31 North. Be sure to register at the 100 & Chamber. You can register online at 100-chamber.org. Or you can call their number, 782-7115, and register for this event. There's also upcoming Leeds Exchange. The next one is the Leeds Exchange Central, led by Judy Gold. It's Wednesday, May 17th. Registration begins at 7:45 a.m. that morning, and the program is from 8 to 9. It's at the Hampton Inn on Royal Road in Flemington. And then we have coming up the Hunterdon County Annual Community Day. That is Saturday, June 3rd, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the County Fairgrounds at the South County Park, 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. Be sure to bring your family to that wonderful event. It's their fourth annual Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 3rd. And then in June, we have something coming up as well, the June Card Club Mixer. That is Thursday, June 15th at the Unity Bank. You also have to reserve, you know, RSVP for that by calling the Chamber or their website. That event will be at 64 Old Highway 22 in Clinton at the Unity Bank from 5:30 to 7:30. They say wine, beer, and light fare will be served, and they'll also have the Blizzard of Dollars money machine. I have not seen that in action, but that would be fun to do for sure. So we'll go and have our next commercial break, and then we'll be back with Joe Patton and some things about money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back. You are listening to Some Things About Money here in Hunterdon County on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. So, we were talking earlier about an interesting article put out by Josh Brown from the Reform Broker. And as I had mentioned earlier, Josh is the creator of the Reformed Broker blog. He's also CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management and a regular on CNBC's Halftime Report. And, of course, you could also follow him on Twitter. So now that we've given credit where credit is due, I found this to be absolutely interesting. And I've been having these conversations with clients over the last couple of years in anticipation of the inevitable pullback in the market. And whether or not it hits bear territory, we don't know when that's going to be. We're just fairly certain that it will be. And every time we get one of these pullbacks, you know, these different events, you know, there's about 15 of them, are pretty typical in terms of investor behavior. So just a little thought experiment from, you know, Josh's article. And I'll read through this because you will find it interesting. The last time, actually, the U.S. market, the S&P 500, registered a peak-to-trough decline of 20%, you know, for those of you who aren't sure, was in October of 2011. Now, we had another bear market beneath the surface from 2014 through the midpoint of last year, in which the medium S&P 500 stock lost 25%, while small caps and international stocks fared much worse. But it didn't exactly ding the major averages quite badly enough to count as an official bear market. So if you weren't feeling quite right about the market during that time, that's why. Now, his question, with possibly some answers, what will happen into the teeth of the next 20% market decline? And here's what he would guess. First, Vanguard loses 10 to 15% of its assets under management, an enormous outflow in a very compressed period of time, as newly minted passives realize that they're not quite cut out to be passive after all. The pain will prove too much for many recent indexing dilettantes who thought this was just easy. Two reporters, well, you know, they'll be doing stories on performance of the large robo-advisors and their terrible performance. Vanguard, Schwab, Betterment, and Wealthfront will all be under the microscope. Paul Singer and his fund, Elliott Management, which just raised $5 billion in cash in 24 hours to take advantage of the coming major dislocation, will be on everyone's lips. They will be the new hedge fund it girl. Buffett will once again look like a genius as he puts some of his $95 billion in cash to work. Some lucky doomsaying charlatan who's been wrong about the market for 8 years will cherry-pick some of his cash crash comments and attempt to be the new guru for the moment. It won't work as well as last time, though, because these days we have social media. We have receipts player. Let's see, many financial advisors, especially those who are mainly asset managers, will have trouble convincing clients to hang on to their portfolios. Mass disillusionment with risk assets will return faster than expected. Tactical strategies will come back into favor, as will the subset of liquid alternatives that post the smallest drawdowns. Gold will rise $200 or $300 an ounce. GLD inflows will explode. TLT will be the new momentum trade. Trump will call for Janet Yellen, said on Twitter, accusing the Fed of hurting the markets to influence the 2018 midterms. She will announce plans to serve out the rest of her term till January and then resign if this happens before then. The yen will blow out to the upside versus the euro, wrecking stocks on both continents as contagion fears hit the headlines. Faber and Schiff will be brought back onto the mainstream financial television, rescued from their web video hits they've been relegated to in recent years. The long-short hedge fund crowd will get its I-told-you-so moment. Their investor letters will be dripping with schadenfreude for the indexing movement. Ordinary investors who have not learned from history will be listening to all the worst advice out there and making temporary drawdowns into permanent losses. Ordinary investors who are listening to the right people will stay the course or even up their dollar cost average contributions in 401ks. Truly intrepid ones will raise the equity proportion of their ongoing contributions. Why? Well, to take advantage of the situation. We will once again be told that buy and hold is dead. It will take the next 100% bull market from the future lows in order to resurrect the idea of indexing and passive investing. Lots of money will have been lost chasing the holy grail strategies between the bottom and then. What do you think will happen into the teeth of the next bull market? Well, my answer to that question is relatively simple. I would think pretty much everything that Josh laid out in his article probably will happen. People have a tendency to forget what happened in the last bear market. They have a tendency to forget about the actions that needed to be taken to take advantage of the housing crisis. There's a tendency to forget Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns. Certainly a tendency to forget the market reaction to 9/11. And let's not forget that reaction to the technology crash in the late 90s into 2000. Or was it the Resolution Trust scandal that almost put the S&Ls out when there may not have been enough money in the insurance plan to cover the banks in the event of defaults? And what about that upset in real estate? What about the upset in the silver markets when the Hunt brothers were accused of trying to corner the markets illegally? And what about the economic downturns as the result of defaults by Russia and Mexico, Argentina, other countries around the world, and that upset as it affected the markets? The crash of 87, Billy Bear, double-digit inflation, 20% CD rates, 17.5 30-year fixed mortgage rates, all having that negative impact on the economy and thus the equity markets. Remember in the 70s, alternate days in gas lines and the effect that the oil shortages had on the U.S. economy, thus on our stock market as well. Well, you know, we all react emotionally to these events, and the probably natural reaction is to run and hide. Find the nearest rock to crawl under and wait until it just goes away. Well, my advice and the advice of many people who've lived through all of these events in those 35 to 40 years of experience would be looking for ways to take advantage. Because after all, buying low is the best time to buy. I really haven't found too many people who have bought at the top of any price thinking that they've made money or that it turned out well for them. And I sense that the next time that we have that next 20% bear market correction, we'll have to pull out this article and cover all of these points and hope to remind people that they too have lived through all of these previous events. And every time they did, the one comment that all of them have in common that I have heard over all of those years was that I shouldn't have been afraid. It was a great opportunity. Just think what I would have had now had I not been afraid, had I not allowed false emotions to appear real. And that's what we do as financial advisors. You know, we help people understand what's going on. We help guide you through the upset and the changes so you too could take advantage of events in the global markets and not hide under that rock. Yeah, we're going to pull it off you, take you out into the sun, and help you do the right thing for both yourself and your family, for your future and for theirs. You've been listening to Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton, Heidi & Associates. This has been Some Things About Money. I want you to go out, enjoy this absolutely beautiful day. Go out and shop, help out the small businesses here in Hunterdon. You know, always shop Hunterdon, and buy often. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I do think that they interfered in the election, but they've been interfering and trying to interfere for many, 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 many years in our elections.
Former Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, speaks on MSNBC this morning, saying she does believe Russia interfered with last November's presidential election, and she called the Russian President Vladimir Putin an eye for an eye kind of guy.
Hillary Clinton questioned the legitimacy of his election in 2012. Now he's going to show us he can throw doubt about the legitimacy of our elections.
President Trump takes former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates to task over her testimony to a Senate hearing yesterday.
The National Security Advisor essentially could be blackmailed by the Russians.
Trump tweets today the notion there was collusion between his campaign and Russia's a total hoax. This is USA Radio News.
The world's largest healthcare company, Johnson & Johnson, introduced two interactive museum experiences. Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse, located in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and the digital companion, ourstory.jnj.com. Alex Gorsky, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer.
What you're going to find when you go into this museum, you're going to be able to touch our past through 3D interfaces, a two-dimensional photography that highlight different milestones, the credo.
Both experiences take visitors on a journey through time and around the world as they explore the stories behind more than 130 years of healthcare innovations that have changed the course of human health. Margaret Gerowitz, Chief Historian.
Some of my favorite artifacts in the building are Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages tins over 97 years of the product's history. Some of the fabric that was used to sew employee uniforms early in our history.
Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse will open to their employees initially. And anyone interested in learning more can visit ourstory.jnj.com.
A man already in police custody is now being called the prime suspect in a series of deadly shootings in an Arizona neighborhood, as Phoenix police now allege Aaron Saucedo's the so-called serial street shooter, wanted for a dozen incidents that occurred between August 2015 and July of last year. Nine people were killed after being shot at close range, and police believe those victims were chosen purely at random. Chicago police have a new threat to worry about. An alert broadcast on police radios yesterday saying some gang members now have military-style rifles that can pierce body armor. The latest airline incident happens at a gate in Florida.
Last night, upset passengers became rowdy at Florida's Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood Airport after Spirit Airlines canceled flights over what it says was a labor dispute. Several people were arrested.
That's Sharon Reed reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
The Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has yet to issue a ruling after taking up President Trump's executive order concerning travel to the United States from six predominantly Muslim countries. Yesterday, that court in Richmond, Virginia, heard oral arguments from both sides for about 2 hours as the Trump administration's appealing a Maryland judge's March decision, which blocked that revised executive order. Why is Senate Republican John McCain steamed at the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson? Mark Mayfield has that story.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee went after the nation's chief diplomat in a New York Times op-ed on Monday. Tillerson last week told State Department employees that in some circumstances, the Trump administration probably can't achieve its national security goals by conditioning national security efforts on, quote, someone adopting our values. McCain wrote that those words send oppressed people a message they can't look to the U.S. for hope. McCain recalled the 5.5 years he was a prisoner of the North Vietnamese when his captors would taunt American prisoners of war by telling them the U.S. government had forgotten about them.
And veterans of some of America's biggest conflicts being honored for their services yesterday as Vice President Mike Pence spoke to a group of World War II, Korean, and Vietnam vets during a ceremony at the White House.
You are the patriots of the highest order. You stood up, you stepped forward to protect our nation and the values that we hold dear.
The group was part of an honor flight from Northern Colorado. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.